Now, as National Barbecue Week, which runs up until the 1st of June, is well underway, UK consumers are being urged to think twice about what's fueling their grills. While millions fire up barbecues to celebrate one of the nation's favourite summer rituals, few realise that the charcoal behind the smoke may be fueling something far more damaging: deforestation, child labour, and dangerous air pollution. Let's find out more and chat to an expert. So, welcome to the programme. Could I just ask you to introduce yourself for the audience?
Sure. My name is Clem Altimov, and I'm the Managing Director of Globaltech. We're a supplier of premium charcoal in Ukraine.
Right. Now, for those that might not realise it, there is a bit of a problem with barbecues. In respect to the charcoal, what's the problem with most of the charcoal sold in the UK then?
So the main issue is that 90% of the charcoal we buy in the UK is imported from countries like Nigeria, Paraguay and Cuba. And in those countries, there are no strict sustainability practices in place. There are some suppliers and producers who might use things like child labor and contribute into deforestation.
Right. And what should customers look for if they want to buy a more sustainable charcoal then?
It should be the FSC or PEFC logos on the bags. And these are two charitable organizations who look into the chains of custody of wood. And also, I believe the customers should try to do their own research on the brand they're using, just to be certain.
Right, and is it going to make any difference to the flavour? I mean, is it possible to have a great barbecue flavour without compromising on sustainability then?
I would even say if you choose sustainable sources, you would even have a better flavour. The reason is, with sustainable producers, you know exactly what goes into the bag. So, for example, we use birch wood as our main source of charcoal. And this way we can ensure that you get predictable performance and predictable flavors. With some other parts of the world, it's a mix of different woods and you don't necessarily know what's inside the bag of charcoal you're using right now.
Right. Now, as we end the month of May up until the 1st of June, it's barbecue week, isn't it? It's National Barbecue Week, I should say, in fact. So just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there is an amazing barbecue community in the UK, and it is people who are literally ready to barbecue all day long for their breakfast, lunch and dinner. So they launched it during lockdown, I believe, and each day has a theme. So, for example, this year, the themes are Sunday we do lunch over barbecue, then Monday it's money saver, then wings on Wednesday, and it's and every year it's different topics.
It's certainly very popular, and I guess it's quite an easy way to cook when you're outside. I mean, otherwise you'd be looking at a camping cooker, wouldn't you? Not the same thing at all. It seems to be quite an easy solution if you want to cook outside.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, if the weather is nice, which it's not now in Manchester, but hopefully it will get better. It's just nice to sit around the grill, cook something and eat outside.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Indeed. Right. Well, where do people go for more information, you know, generally?
For sustainability perspective, it's FSC website is very good for that. They have a list of different suppliers. I would say our website is getting there, obviously not as large and might be not as professional, but we are enthusiastic about what we do. And we have several researchers on topics of charcoal and explaining how it's made and its history and the sustainability perspective as well. There are also plenty of resources online, like even the UN website has several deforestation reports in regards to barbecue charcoal production.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Radio Broadstairs today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Phil.